is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Joining us this morning, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Coach, I'm so happy to be sitting here with you this morning talking about having advanced to the semifinals and, you know, all the doubts and obstacles that this team has overcome. Last Friday's victory in round three, the quarterfinals against Mill Creek, the Hawks. Your Wildcats win, and what a lot of folks were saying is, you know, one of the biggest upsets of the year, and you're really kind of in dominant fashion. How'd you get this team to buy in and believe that they could pull that upset?
Well, first of all, the credit goes to the team.
Yes, sir.
You know, the senior leaders and the other players and their belief and their play. And, you know, as coaches, I think you can only do so much and try to get them ready, but they're the ones that got to go out there and do it. And yeah, Mike, a lot has been made. A lot of people have, you know, talked about this and great upset, great game, and all that. But honestly, and I mean this sincerely, you know, I don't think our kids or our coaches were surprised.
Yes, sir.
And on top of that, as I've told them, it's a third round game. You know, our goal wasn't to win a third round game. You know, we've got more things to do. And, you know, so, again, we're happy. It was a fun time, and no question, but we got to put it behind us and move on.
Yes, sir. So, it was, you know, Thanksgiving week last week, you know, all the things that go along with that. Thanksgiving Day when you traveled, you know, how did that work out? We talked before about maybe that could be an advantage. Did you?
Well, I think it was definitely an advantage. Again, my head coaching record in Thanksgiving games away is better than it is at home, I believe. And, you know, I just think it, you know, when you're on the road like that, you can kind of eliminate some distractions, is maybe not a good word, but, you know, things that are not normal, you know, on Thanksgiving week. And, you know, we were able to kind of keep our normal routine, and our kids were able to be around each other and go to bed on time.
Yes, sir.
Eat correctly and all those type things. And I do think it played a factor in how well we played.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, I know the listeners would love to hear your thoughts on the game. You know, what'd you like about your team's play last Friday?
You know, it's funny that I said to them, you know, after watching the film, I didn't think we played great on offense. I didn't think we played great on defense. And I thought we could have played a little better in special teams. But the thing we did do is we played with great effort and great emotion. And when you do those two things, sometimes it covers up some of those mistakes that you're making. But we've got to fix those mistakes because, you know, the further you go, the better your opponents get. And we have to play better. But, you know, there were times in that game that we just didn't play well. You know, we had a drive on offense where, you know, we had three 15-yard penalties on one drive that cost us a scoring chance. You can't do that. We had, we came out after halftime, and, you know, we looked like the Bad News Bears there in two plays. They had, you know, gone 80-something yards and scored. Those are things that we got to get better at this week. But, you know, when we play with emotion and we play with the effort that we had the other night, you know, it makes us a pretty good football team.
No doubt. Coaches talk a lot about winning the turnover battle, and I think if I'm correct, it, you know, was kind of 1-1. We had the fumble. They threw the interception. But being able to kind of steal some possessions, had the blocked field goal in the first quarter, and then, my goodness, that safety, which, you know, gives you the 2 points but also forces them to kick off to you from their 20. Talk about what kind of impact plays like that have.
Well, there were a lot of big plays. You know, the safety was a huge one. You know, it kind of just put the game out of reach, I thought. But, you know, a lot of big plays, a lot of plays that weren't so big, went 5 or 6 yards, you know, whatever. But they were all big plays because we were able to keep the football and keep them on the sideline and stuff. And, you know, again, it was a fun night to be a Wildcat, no question. And
yes, sir.
You know, our kids were very pleased with it, and we are too. And you know, but we got to move on.
All right. More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. You know, it really seemed like, to us, it seemed like the defense played pretty well, you know, mostly throughout the game. It seemed that the Hawks had to resort to some kind of trick plays to be able to move the ball into scoring position on you. They had that, it was like a double handoff flea flicker type thing. How are you feeling about your defense's progression and kind of, you know, it appears that they're playing their best football at the right time?
Well, they certainly are. You know, they're getting better every week. And, you know, that's a testament to them and our defensive staff that, you know, we were not very good early in the year and we knew it, but we just kept plugging along and, you know, they've really gotten a lot better. And, you know, we'll have our moments that we'll let up a little bit, you know, but when they're on point, we're pretty daggone good over there. And, you know, we did. I told them at halftime, I mean, you know, their scores came off of a, you know, double reverse flea flicker, you know, and then, you know, start the second half, they had about an 80-yard run. So we could have eliminated those two plays. It would have been a really good night on defense.
Yes, sir. I know you're not always a fan of, you know, singling anybody out, but there were several of the Wildcats that played extremely well that I just, you know, point out for the sake of this show. I think Jaden had, you know, more than 150 yards, probably put him close to 1,300 yards on the season. I think the team rushed for about 387 yards, I think is what I saw. Elias really seemed to play a good game. Seemed like he was almost unblockable on some of the defensive snaps he played. But my goodness, Denigel Cooper really jumped out. My stat showed, you know, 6 tackles, 4 assists, 3 tackles for loss, couple of quarterback hits, a sack, an interception, and then the tackle for the safety. Does it, you know, when you get great individual performances, you know, that does that kind of lift everybody up around them? I'm sure that's just so, you know, exciting for everybody to be around and see.
Well, we did have a lot of kids that played very, very well, you know, but again, and Jaden would be the first to tell you, you know, he rushed for 160 yards, whatever.
Yes, sir.
He don't do that without the offensive line blocking well, you know, and Denigel probably played the best game I've ever seen him play, you know, but he's not able to do that if the other defensive linemen aren't, you know, making their guys do things. So, again, it was a team effort. Yes, a lot of kids had great individual performances, but, again, I think they all understand that in football – you have to do it together. You know, nobody does anything in football by themselves. You have to have other people that step up, and that's the beauty of it. And it is a team sport, and it's a great team sport, and it's what we try to preach to them all the time.
Yes, sir. You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, you know, I'm certain there was a celebration for the victory, albeit a brief one. I'm sure your attention has to be turned ahead to the next challenge, another road trip to North Georgia to face the Walton Raiders, another region champion that your Wildcats have to face, this time out of Region 5. They're coming off of a big win over Carrollton. What do you expect out of the Raiders, Coach?
Well, Walton's got a great football team, no question, you know, but everybody's good at this point of the year, but they're exceptionally good. You know, they are the new number one ranked team in the state. They're now ranked 8th in the country, and we have to go there and play them. So, You know, everything would point to we don't have much of a chance going up there, I guess. But, you know, I don't think our kids feel that way. But we do have our hands full. I think as coaches, we know that. You know, we got back at, 5 o'clock in the morning the other night. I think I got two hours of sleep, and we start watching film, you know, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, getting ready. And the thing that jumped out at me is they're very, very talented on offense. They're averaging over 50 points a game. Their quarterback, the Jeremy Holinsky kid, is phenomenal. He was 24 out of 26 against Carrollton for 350 yards.
Yes.
And his only two incompletions, he threw the ball away. We've got to find some way to slow them down. I don't know how that is yet. We're still working on that. But, you know, we got to slow them down when we're on defense, and we've got to slow them down when we're on offense. Prevent him. He doesn't play defense, so if we can keep him on the sideline, then, it certainly increases our odds.
Yes, sir. Anybody on the defensive side jump out at you from film study?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have got, some fantastic people there. Jake Thorner, one of their linebackers, mm-hmm. is a junior. I mean, he's got a Georgia Southern offer. He's just a junior. Ashton Woods and the other inside linebackers committed to North Carolina. And then you got Wendell Gregory, who's number one, their outside linebacker. He's committed to South Carolina.
So, wow.
They've got some really talented kids, and then they play their nose tackle every now and then. They bring in Daniel Calhoun. He's a starter on offense. That's the biggest kid we've seen all year that's committed to Georgia. So, the quarterback's committed to Wake Forest. I mean, I could go on and on with their guys, their college guys. So extremely talented football team. A lot of them have played together for 3 years, and they've had some kids that have moved in that have certainly helped their cause. And, but that's Metro Atlanta. You know, it's what you get. So we got to get our little scrawny, guys on the bus and beg them to go play maybe. But
I doubt that.
The great thing about this team is they have finally started to believe that they belong in this moment. And we'll go find out how good they are, and hopefully prove how good we are.
Can't wait. So, what's the expectation for you guys this week? Like, what's been your focus message to the team?
Well, my focus, on Monday is, you got to let Friday go. Friday's not helping us right now. It's over with.
Yes, sir.
But our focus now is just, just got to play well. Got to improve the things that we did not do well on Friday, just like we have every week. And, you think about it. I mean, this is like having two spring practices extra, and that you should be getting better because you keep practicing, keep trying to fix mistakes. So we should be getting better right now. And that's our goal, is that, Walton, statistically, every other form, rankings, everything, they're ahead of us. So what can we do this week to close that gap? That's kind of our mindset, and let's get better in practice and try to close the gap on them and make it a more even matchup.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick. Right beside Dan Vate. Takeout available. 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back in to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Coach, this team has become real road warriors. My gosh, are they taking the travel in stride? Or do you think it maybe even can be an advantage in some way, like a galvanizing type of thing?
I think you're right, Mike. I felt like that, you know, our team's really grown closer together. Our coaches have, everybody, you know, because we have had to do this now. This will be the sixth road game in a row.
Yes, sir.
And they were all extremely important games, you know, too. So I think, you know, our fans and our band and our cheerleaders and our guys, you know, on the team, our coaches, everybody that, you know, goes to these away games, you kind of see it. It's like its own little community.
It is, yes, sir.
And, you know, everybody's pulling together. Everybody's, you know, doing everything they can to help the team win. And it's been fun to watch. Now, you know, the flip side of that is I think at some point, you know, the travel takes its toll on you. And, you know, it's kind of a cumulative effect. I mean, you've been doing it every week, too.
Sure.
So I know you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, as I said earlier, you know, we get home at the crack of dawn on Saturday morning, and then we're right back at it. But our kids have handled it well. Jeremy Vendette, who's our football operations guy, has done a tremendous job planning the trips. And, you know, they're never going to be, you know, flawless.
Of course.
But he's eliminated most of the stuff, and, you know, which allows me and the other coaches to just coach and the players to just play. And, you know, it's a formula that's been working, and we just got to keep it going a couple more weeks.
Yeah, it feels like we've been in the playoffs for a month and a half now, doesn't it?
Kind of. Yeah, it does. I mean, it's truly, this is our sixth week of being in it, really.
Yes, sir. How have the kids seemed in practice? Are they loose and free, focused? How would you describe their mindset currently?
Well, it changes like every 10 minutes, you know, like teenagers do.
Yes, sir.
You know, some days are uptight, some days are too loose, some days are just right. But hey, you know, they're young men that are enjoying this ride. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They believe in each other. They believe in themselves. And it's been fun to watch. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be a part of it.
Yes, sir. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, I read a lot of the forums and the state football websites and things like that. And, you know, it seems like Camden's been able to sneak up on some folks. And, or at least that's the perception, I would say, you know, that none of these were upsets. We expected a lot of this stuff. But at this point, like you said, there's four teams left. They're all good. You're not sneaking up on anybody anymore. Has Walton faced another Wing T team this season? Do you know?
No, I mean, we're the only ones that run it in 7A. So, you know, nobody we play has faced it, which is a good thing for us. But Walton's very good on defense, and they've got a good coaching staff, and I'm sure they'll have a good plan. And, you know, again, you don't get to this point of the year unless your team's really good and your coaching staff knows what you're doing. So, you know, they're a good, formidable opponent, no question asked. You know, it'd been nice if we didn't have to play them this week because I think they are the best team in it. And I think everybody would probably agree with that. You know, Grayson's on the other side, and they beat them to death in the opening game, you know. You know, I really hadn't paid a lot of attention to Grayson or Milton or whatever. But I think Walton is certainly the favorite right now. Everybody believes they have the best chance of winning it. But as I said earlier, as long as our guys don't believe that, then we're okay.
Yes, sir. Last thing, you know, mentioned the football sites and forums and things like that, and there's a lot of talk about the Cinderella Wildcats. Is there a point that it goes from feeling like excitement from being there and maybe kind of nothing to lose to where all of a sudden it's expectations? I know I'm certain I understand, you know, that the expectation all the way has been we're going to get there, we're going to dominate it. But does the pressure increase as those things move through?
I've always believed the pressure gets less the further you go into playoffs. And, you're sitting there, you're expected to win, and you play in a first-round game, and, you know, you don't win that one. It's like, oh, man, this is really bad, you know. But the further you go,
yes, sir.
I think that I've always felt like the pressure decreases because, you know, you've done some good things. You've won some good games. You've had a good season. But, you know, the pressure may decrease, but, you know, our expectations are not going to decrease. Our expectations are to try to win it all. And so, you know, I don't want our kids to relax. I don't want our community to relax. I'm not going to relax.
Of course.
We got to finish this thing.
Fantastic. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Wish you nothing but luck next Friday, or this Friday, as the safe travels up to Walton. Hopefully we'll be sitting here next week talking again about prepping for the state championship. Thanks for joining us today on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.